Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. This is the second episode on my Communication Skills Six-Pack series. If you find it helpful and want to be notified of further episodes, remember to subscribe on your platform of choice, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or others. Also, share it with your friends and coworkers. It's free. If you want to ask questions or give feedback, reach out on LinkedIn or email me at podcast@josemota.net. In the previous episode, we've explored preparation as the cornerstone of success when communicating. Having your ideas well thought out, broken down in key points, and developed to the point of really connecting to your audience. They elevate your message, your confidence, and your audience's engagement. Let's add some depth into the subject and introduce a variable. When you start to develop your idea, you might realize that you might have holes you need to fill. For example, is this idea too vague? Does my audience really understand the points I'm making? Can they keep a clear picture of the whole thing? How will they respond? Here's my one question to you at this stage. How do you reduce the odds of misunderstanding and indifference? Think about how you already do that, the techniques, the experience you have, what others tell you to do. What does it look like? Now that you've given it a bit of thought, here's how I came up with the MOS-MOS framework to solve those challenges. If you don't know what it is and how it works, definitely check episode 39 first. Come back to this one anytime to learn how to use it in the context of preparation. I'll give you a couple of examples that might suit your context. So MOS-MOS stands for Meta Model, Structures, Maps, and stories. Each one of the steps assumes the other before it is addressed. For example, if you don't have proper structures put in place, maps become somewhat harder to use. Or if you don't have clear details in your message through the meta model, using structures might not be as effective. Let's now explore how to prepare using MOS-MOS. And let's consider the storyline. You're a marketing director at your company, and you're in charge of a keynote presentation at a client meetup. You're expected to promote a new line of product updates that will meet customer feedback made in the past. The goal is to get them excited, try the products at the booths nearby, and renew their contracts for a whole new year at a one-time discount. How will you pull it off? To start things off, let's recap the key indicators we covered last episode on preparation. The goal is to inform and engage the audience of clients and customers on the new line of product updates. The impact you expect is that the audience happily renews their contracts. The way you frame your message is centered around the context of your customers. Usually, a product value proposition reflects the pain points you're alleviating, as well as the gains they're getting through the use of your products. The breakdown may be made by product or by segment of products, should they be too many. Each product or segment may be supported by live demonstrations, customer testimonials, stories, or promotional videos. Finally, summarize the entire presentation with the challenge of trying the products out, along with that one-time discount for being part of the event. To demonstrate the power of MOS-MOS, we'll explore each of the four steps in the context of this presentation. The whole point of MOS-MOS is to facilitate understanding. Each step tackles different depths of your message. The meta model explores the smallest sentence, Structures solidify small groups of information. Maps organize those smaller groups. And stories envelop ideas to the audience with an emotional, intellectual, or philosophical charge. Let's start with the meta model. When preparing any message, our responsibility is to ensure it gets across. What it means is that the message is understood by the audience and that it reacts back in some form. Specifically for this scenario, you want to present your product's new features with clarity, precision, and truth in a way that motivates them to try them out. How to increase clarity and precision, you ask? That's where the meta model fits in. Usually, we will want to look for patterns of deletion, generalization, or distortion. Here are three examples, one for each of the patterns. If you tell your audience that you compared the data that led you to build those features, what do you think they'll ask? What data? What or who are you comparing? What led you to those conclusions? This is a great example of a deletion pattern. If you feel like there's something missing from the message, people might misinterpret you, claiming you could be deceiving them. Another example. If you simply tell your audience that the features you built are quote-unquote awesome, you risk a generalization. You might hear people say, "What makes him even say that? I haven't even looked at them. They might not be that great." Here's a much better way to put it. We have tested these new features with a test group of 20 people, and 95% said they loved them and felt more effective at their job while using them. Now that's much more specific and truthful. Bonus tip, it even acts as a form of testimonial. One final example, this time on distortion. In an effort to sound confident, many people presenting at these events go overboard on the excitement, as they might say, "We know you're gonna love our updates." Wait. Says who? Why are we assuming that they'll love what we'll be showing? To avoid this anti-pattern, we target truthfulness. You can be true about your feelings and create empathy with the audience by simply saying, "I'm very excited to share these features with you, and I hope you do too." Let's now move to step number two, structures. Structures solidify your connection with the audience geometrically through the use of shapes, like lines or lists, pyramids or triangles, matrices or squares, circles, and more. When you use these shapes when preparing your message, not only do you reduce your effort to comprehend it, your audience also does. Let's get back to our scenario. The most simple example of a structure is a list, and we have at least two we can use. The list of products we're showing off, and the list of new features each of them now has. Starting by enumerating all products in a list is a great way to give the audience the bigger picture. Then, for each product, list all new features, explaining one at a time. This gives a sense of depth that is reasonable and simple, allowing the audience to navigate around your message. The first step when using a structure is to communicate it. Give a good hint that leads the listener to create the visualization and engage. Here's some examples. We have built three new features. That indicates a list of things. Another one. Our entire strategy is to connect with the young generation through three main components. We'll explain each one as we go. While it also may sound like a list, it actually indicates a pyramid with a top priority, the strategy, and sustaining topics, the three main components. Another example. Here's the correlation between the different features of the product and the customer segments we serve. That usually indicates a matrix. Notice the two dimensions, the features and the customer segments. A final example. We've discovered an opportunity to grow our product continuously, and here's how. That indicates a circle, a loop, a circuit. The key pattern here is one of continuity or repetition, where the last piece of a list reconnects to the first one. Let's move on to step number three, which is maps. maps increase the understanding of a much wider picture. In real life, maps are usually quick to draw out, and they can be used to understand the existing environment around us, trace a journey path, and verify if we're on track as we travel. When speaking in public or communicating a message in general, maps have the exact same use, and here's how. In our scenario, we want to showcase our products and their features. If they're a part of a vast portfolio, you might want to categorize those products into lines or customer segments or something else. The important thing to identify in a map is hallmarks or regions. Do you know how you can quickly find cities and roads in a traditional map? How each of them has names and references? That's what you're looking to tell the audience. When they grasp the map, it's much easier to dig in and come back out anytime. And you'll be doing that in your presentation. If they know there's 3 or 4 or 5 categories of products, they'll want to know how many they've explored each time you jump to a new one. Representing those hallmarks is usually a high-level exercise. Trying to detail them is often not productive because those details are discussed in other parts of your message. Particularly when using maps, their goal is to ensure you're on the right track and aware of the environment. What this means for the audience is that they want to place themselves in your presentation. They can if you give them constant references to where they are as you go through it. Finally, we have stories. The art of telling a story requires a solid foundation that all other components provide. A story well told has 2 key components. Number 1, it typically follows the STAR sequence: scenery, tension, action, and resolution. This is the usual formula behind successful customer success stories. Number 2, it is relatable. It resonates. It contains a plot that's simple to follow and understand while being deep and provocative. Take the Bible, for instance. It is the number 1 best-selling book of all time because of the incredible journalistic accounts that are in it. Many believing Christians like me call it the biography of God. All the stories in the book portray the relationship between Him and His creation, mankind. We always hear about how relatable and intemporal that book is. That's the power of a good story. It often fits anyone, and anyone can often fit themselves in it. Circling back to our scenario, our message to customers should resonate with them. At a macro level, it is a good move to frame the progress made through the whole list of product updates in a way that customers can relate to, understand, and feel excited about. At a deeper level, customer success stories are a solid way of translating how your customers might benefit from the product features through the lens of someone who already did. Nothing could possibly be more relatable. Let's summarize today's episode. Effective communication relies on thorough preparation, and the MassMass framework offers a comprehensive approach to addressing challenges of misunderstanding and indifference. It emphasizes the interconnectedness of these elements in crafting a compelling message. To ensure clarity and precision, refer to the meta model. Utilize structures such as lists, pyramids, matrices, and circles to solidify the connection with the audience and simplify comprehension. Creating a wider understanding of the message through maps, hallmarks, and regions, maps help the audience grasp the overall context, making it easier for them to follow the presentation and stay engaged. Finally, stories rely on the foundation provided by the previous components. A well-told story has a scenery, a moment of tension, an action to resolve that tension, and resonates with the audience, making the message relatable and engaging. By integrating these 4 elements, individuals can enhance their communication skills, reduce the risk of misunderstanding, and engage with the audience more effectively. This has been episode 2 on my Communication Six-Pack series. In the next episode, we'll explore the SCQA framework, which will give you a proper structure to introduce any presentation or proposal. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.